verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
We are back. Crystal the Rock, 100.7 FM. CrystalTheRock.com is the place to be. And every Saturday night from 10:30 until 1 a.m. here on 100.7 FM. And if you're out of the DFW, you can actually log on to thewordfm.com. My name is Tina Elmergreen, and joining me in the studio this evening, some special guests. We have Minister Ricky Vargas, Pastor Carson Jeffries, and Prophet Richard Flores all with us this evening. And we're going to interview Prophet Richard Flores, a special gentleman that has been traveling the world, spreading God's word and making sure that everybody knows who he is. So we're going to allow Minister Vargas to actually start off the interview. He has known him for quite some time. How long have you known Brother Richard?
Going on 10 years. It'll be 10 years in, actually in, I think, February of 2011. But he's been an inspiration in my life. He's not only a minister of the word, he's a minister of music. He's a singer, he sings in Spanish, and he's been an inspiration in my life. He's been actually my first mentor, you know.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah, and ever since I met him, I guess he has recorded his first CD or going to record his first CD. And so I've had all his CDs. As a matter of fact, my little girl, the last one that you recorded.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
yeah, mama.
Yes, I want you to tell the people how that song came about when you were in the plane, when you were flying out.
You know, lately, the Lord has opened us a lot of doors. I say lately, well, in the last 2 years, and has opened us a lot of doors. I say us because I'm married, hallelujah.
Amen.
I've been married for 28 years, and God has given me a beautiful wife, and I've been married to the same woman for 28 years.
That's good. That's a good thing.
That's very important. And anyway, I was taking a flight. I remember that year was, it was 2007. We're gone financially. We'd done very, very well. Extremely well that year. Just personally, I was going through some real hard personal things. Sometimes your money doesn't even help you. Yeah, somebody out there said, amen.
And, amen.
So I took a flight and now I wanted to just get on board and go to the section where I was assigned to and fall asleep and forget about everything. Maybe like Elijah, you know, I just want to fall asleep and forget about everything. And I remember going to the back and I said, Lord, I just hope there's no children, there's nobody snoring, there's nobody on my section. If you're a freaking flyer like I am, you know how important that is, you know. And so I, to my amazement, there was nobody on the three chairs, you know, so I went to the very far end and I rested my head on the window, and all of a sudden, I felt as the airplane took off, I felt something come in through a presence come in through the window.
Wow!
And I put my head deliberately on my lap. I don't know how I did it, but I folded and I started weeping. And the flight attendant was walking by, and she felt something, and she got real close to me, and she says, "What is that?" Hey. And I turned around on her, and I was trying to, fix my composure a little bit, and I looked over, and I said, "I'm just having church, you know, and that's the presence of God." And I said, "In fact, the angel is standing, because I could envision it, or however it is you can say it, but I could see the angel of the Lord from ankle down, or a little higher than ankle down." Mm-hmm. And I said, "He's standing right there." When I said that, she just took off. And you know, she got to startle a little. And I remember that the next words he told me was just like, threw me for a loop. He said, why? He said in Spanish, ¿por qué me sigues? Why do you follow me? You know, first thing crossed in my head, you know, I've known you for over 30 years. Hello, you know what I'm saying? And, but, you know, I don't know if it came out of my spirit in tongues or however you want to say it. Es algo que me urge, I don't know. It just came out of me. I said, porque te amo más que mi vida. Because I love you more than my life. And I heard him clearly say, the angel said, that shall be the name of your next recording. Te amo más.
Amen. Amen.
That's a good song. You know that that CD is, they're all good, but that's the one that I like the most. And tell him a little bit about yourself.
Well, Dave, we, if I can back up a little, you know, we came out of Lakewood Church in Houston. I guess everybody knows the late John Osteen was my pastor and my mentor for more than 11 years. Shortly as the man of God passed away, both me and my wife were called full-time into the ministry. I actually went to South America, Central America, and that's where I spent a lot of time, up in the mountains con los indígenas, with the Indians and the natives up in many places. It was actually around 1998 when the Lord laid it in my heart for me and my wife to go to Bible college. I had been to college twice already, so I didn't want to go at 40 years old to college. Somebody say amen.
And amen, bro.
Golly, you know, big old guy, gray hair, sitting around a whole bunch of young kids. You know, it just isn't. And not a pretty picture. And I told my wife, you know, this is what the Lord. I thought my wife would probably, you know, faint when I would give her this news. And no, to my amazement, my wife had been praying for me for over 5 years that God would move on my heart to go into the ministry full time. Wow. And we went into the ministry. We went to Bible college, and we both graduated from Bible college together. And that's when, after that, the Lord opened our doors internationally. Yeah.
I want Pastor Carson to ask you a few questions, Brother Rich.
Brother, listening to you, you know, you said you were on the airplane and God asked you, you know, why do you follow him? And you said, because you love him more than anything. You know, Jesus said that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to love him more than anything. You're supposed to love him more than mom, dad, anything. And I think he was trying to get across to you, like he asked Peter, do you love me more than
come on.
And what he's looking for was that commitment, that dedication.
Yes.
And he just wanted to reaffirm that in you, not so much in him, but in you.
You know, Pastor, the first recording that God gave me, the name of it was Envíame a mí, send me, was the name of the first recording, you know, that God gave me. And the titles of the song or the albums have all got to do with a send out, a volunteer to be used by God, more than anything, got to do with the nations. All my music has to do about going out and doing what God called you to do.
You know, if you look at Mark chapter 15, verse 16 and on, Jesus said, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel. You know, and I think a lot of times we don't realize that music is preaching the gospel also. We think it's just standing up all the time.
Right. You know, one of the things that really blesses my heart about Brother Richard, I've known him for a lot of years and very close. He would come and spend it, you know, at my house with his wife, his kids. We had a close relationship, and we still do, but he travels a lot now. But I was able to see his faithfulness.
Amen.
When he, though all those years where he was being humble, those years of humility when nobody knew him, but he would preach like he had $1 million in his wallet. And he would always encourage me, and I would see, and I tell Tina, I said, one day you're going to meet Brother Richard. And I would tell her where he was. And the Lord gave me a vision about him, and I called him. It was like a jet going up, but it's not a jet. It was like the space shuttle, straight up like that. And I could see his, like his torso up, and he had a big smile. He was going up. I said, "You're thinking to go up, brother." And the Lord has opened us. I mean, he ministers a lot. Tell the people, Brother Rich.
You know, there's a word in Spanish, mendigando los púlpitos.
Amen.
You
amen.
Know, there was, you know, how would you say, interpret that in English?
Basically just, you know, blessing from the altar, from the pulpit. Okay.
You know, it was a time where it was small beginnings. That's all I can really say. You know, I was faithful to us. I went to countries where I ate stuff that was still moving. I slept in the, I slept in places where very little people would even dare to sleep. Now, I'm an ex-Marine. I was trained. I was in Vietnam, and I was trained in the Marine Corps, and then I trained other Marines also. But little did I know, Pastor and Sister, that God was preparing me all along for my ministry. And when I was out in the jungle, I remember all this stuff that God had put me through, all this training. And somebody's out there listening to this, and, you know, God has been preparing you all this time. A lot of things are the pattern that God has taken you. You might not understand everything right now, but it's all a purpose of God for your ministry in the future.
Amen.
God will always, one way or another, set us up for great things in our lives. And I can see today, you know, that I was faithful to God in small things. I remember my wife, you know, when I was in, for instance, in Mexico City, God opened me 53 churches in Mexico City alone. Lugares, places like Naucalpan, Texcoco, Iztapalapa, all these places in Mexico. And I remember that people would come and they would give me, because, you know, I went to churches with no ceiling. I went to churches with no floor. I went to churches with no walls. I went to churches that were in construction. Well, in Mexico, they're always in construction for some reason.
Amen.
Or another. Somebody say amen, hallelujah.
Amen, they're always constructing
and
something.
Todo este tiempo, you know, yo me acuerdo claramente, and I remember clearly, you know, that all this training, I remember my wife used to tell us, "Babe, are you sure that God is sending you to those places? ¿Seguro que Dios te está mandando a esos lugares?" And I would tell her, "Yes, mija, why? Why are you asking me this?" "Because the money that you're sending me is not enough to pay the light bill. No era ni bastante para pagar nuestra luz. Y porque la gente me daba su monedita poquita, lo que podían. You know, whatever little money they could give me, the poor people would come and give it to you. But, you know, God always tests you. Tests you from the ground to see what you're going to do down there first. And from there, he'll give you a letter. I like to think that the ladder that God showed Jacob, it was, "Son, I want you to climb up the ladder one by one. One day you'll get to where I want you to be." Y Dios nos va a llevar en escalones, en gloria, to take us where we're at, you know?
Amen.
But
yes.
What I want to say to Ricky is this, all those years, was the faithfulness, la fidelidad, la santidad. Dos cosas que siempre digo, two things I've always said. If you want to succeed in the kingdom of God, si quieres seguir en el reino de Dios, estas dos cosas. Una, recordándote, remember that it's not about you. It's not
Amen.
About profit. Profit sounds real nice. Even my skin, you know, shrivels when you say profit. You know? Two, la santidad, holiness.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Guard your spirit, your eyes, your hands. Two things. Esas dos cosas. And you have success. You have a long journey ahead of you. A long success. If you can maintain these two things, everything else will fall in place. Todo lo demás va a caer en su lugar.
You know, it brings me to the scripture of Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God. Me lleva la escritura Mateo 6:33, que busca primeramente el reino de Dios. And when we do that, everything just aligns. Cuando hacemos
todo
eso, todo se pone en línea.
Todo lo demás caerá en su lugar, por añadura. Everything will fall in this place.
That's one of the things, to be honest, I never told him this, but I'm going to tell him now because this is the time. God has ordained all this. This is of the Lord. And I told Tina and I told Cody, when I want to give up, and when God is coming, I remember what he went through. And I share with her because she's close in my life and with Cody, but I don't share his life with just anybody. I don't do that. Because I respect him, right? And but when I feel like giving up, I always go back, brother. The humble years. And I said, Lord, if you did it for him, you'll do it for me.
Come on.
And we're actually going to play a couple of songs right now from Prophet Richard Flores. Did you want to set them up? Do you have the names of them? Well,
yes, I have Te Amo Mas. I would like for them an opportunity to
go ahead
and play that one. And there's another one by the name Hambre. You know, I think that's going to be a blessing. Awesome.
Okay.
On the same album.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Two from Prophet Richard Flores. All that here on Crystal the Rock, 100.7 FM. Be right back.
Cristo, que tenga que esperar. Todo daría, no importaría lo que tenga que pasar, lo que tenga que esperar. Tengo hambre de ti, de tu presencia, de tu fragancia, de tu poder. Hambre que duele, que debilita, que desespera por ti, por ti.
Looks like a frown, 'cause your money tree just got cut down. Don't stop.